So it is the NCAA conference tournaments going on right now. And a couple of years ago, Bob and I pulled what we thought was a really funny bit. Because during the show...
because I can't stand silence.
During the show, we look over at our TVs in a break. And one of the TVs was running Virginia, Virginia Tech basketball. And it was right around this same time. And we're both kind of just staring at it. And like, and then we're, you know, coming up with scenarios of how much would it cost for you to go do a podcast just based on this game alone. And,
yes.
You know, just the ridiculous stuff that we always do
this
during breaks.
How Corby launches his podcast is to summarize this game.
Right. So then we had the idea, though, to go home to our wives. Because in the end, the game ended, I think, while we were still on the air. And one of the teams won by like 10 points.
There was one of the teams did, in fact, win.
There was nothing dramatic about it. It was the most nondescript game ever. But we thought we would go home and ask our wives if they...
if they saw it.
If they saw the game. So here is Bob presenting it to Sally while they're driving down the road.
So let me ask you, did you see the Virginia Tech game last night by any chance? Tech was up 5, and then Virginia came back and won.
Why are you asking me this? Like, hon, when would I have had time?
I know you like basketball.
I do, but you're being kind of weird.
Okay.
I saw Wisconsin the other night with you.
Yeah, but you know, the Battle of Virginia.
I'm interested, but no, I didn't catch the game.
Maybe next time.
Do you want to talk about something? Am I ignoring you?
No.
You're kind of weird.
I just wanted to ask you what you thought of the game, that's all.
Okay.
Virginia had a big year last year, you know.
Come on, just be normal.
She was trying to humor you
number
as much
one.
As she could.
So your big inflection point was one team led by 5, and
yes,
then there was a comeback?
Yeah. So that was part of the bit. It was so nondescript. Nothing special about it whatsoever.
And one team hit a 3.
So then I did the same thing to Julie.
Did you see the Virginia Tech game?
Hey, to me. Why would I see that game? Like, when was it?
Yesterday.
I'm in front of a TV all day. Why? Something happened, I guess?
Virginia, like, they were up by like 10 and just kind of hung on and won.
Were they supposed to win?
I mean, they were favored.
Oh. That's a March Madness or something?
No.
Oh. Is that your story? That's going to be...
I didn't know if you saw it.
I thought there was something a little more interesting than... Great, they won. Awesome. They were in the 10 and barely hung on. All right. I thought there was like a much better story.
No, they won.
Okay. And then why would I care?
I don't know.
I just thought it was really exciting and somebody broke the bat. I don't, you know, just thought there was more to it other than that.
This is so stupid.
She's anticipating you telling her a streaker.
Right, a bear.
A fight, just something crazy.
A buzzer beater.
Yeah, anything. Yeah. I just kind of hung on.
Is this March Madness? No.
Were they a big underdog? No, they were favored.
Yeah, they were favored.
They hit most of their free throws. Might have missed a few, but...
What an awful story.
She keeps waiting for it to go somewhere. And the point is, it just filled the screen for a little while, and then it was over.